You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on the first day of a new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight I'm talking to Nick Kunzer from Sanlam Private Wealth. I thought it would have been a worse day than this, but it's turned out to be all right. Not anything to write home about, but not too bad, Nick.
Yeah, evening, Lindsay. Yeah, I mean, I thought we'd get a little bit of selling accelerating this afternoon. Some of these cryptocurrencies are taking a little bit of a smack. Had this sort of a risk or feel about it most of the day. And the Rand was out of 14.91 and was the risk off. And then, of course, when the America Cup in the last sort of hour or two, the buyers have come in and it's taken a little bit of the edge off it. So some leading indicator numbers out of the States are a little bit better. But if you're looking for a little bit of a pullback or a little bit of a little crash in the market, it's not going to be today.
No, it's certainly not going to be. Let's have a look at some of these stock exchange news service announcements regarding South African companies reporting trading updates or results. We've had Supergroup out. We've never really spoken about Supergroup, but it came out with its numbers and the share price up 6% was about 9% higher at one stage. What do you think of Supergroup at Sanlam Private Wealth?
Yeah, we've actually a few clients hold it. I've certainly held it before for clients in the past. It's quite a good indication of, I mean, it's logistics.
Exactly. So moving stuff around, in other words.
Exactly, which you would have to argue is the sort of the right place at the moment. Yeah, it sort of came off the radar a little bit, and I've had a share split many years ago, and I was under like a rand, so no one really looked at it, but it's certainly come back to the fore, and it's definitely probably worth a second look. And those that have been following the small cap space have caught this one right. It's quite a good story. 6.03% finished up the session today, yes. So it's a very well received set of numbers. And if you had to drill down. Just at a snapshot, a couple of headlines that came across. The stock is not expensive. Pre-tax profit is going to rise 11.5%. Unfortunately, not declaring a dividend, which we've seen with a lot of other companies. But HEP's up quite nicely as well. And it's up 15% already this year. So it's probably a little bit ahead of itself, but nevertheless, solid set of numbers.
I'm surprised at Grindrod, the share price coming down almost 9% on my delayed screen. But Grindrod Limited came out with a business review and trading statement today. Share price getting whacked. And when I look at this, I think if I had not known what the result was, I would have said this is probably poised for greatness because it says Grindrod's core business's performance was robust during the 12 months ended 31st of December. It's got port, terminals and logistics businesses. And so people are starting to move things around as referenced by our brief talk about Supergroup. I'm slightly surprised by the Grindrod reaction or stakeholders' reaction. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Look, it's a difficult one to try to figure out where do you pigeonhole this particular share. It's not just the shipping and logistics. They're not shipping as a separate listed entity now and a separate code, which is primary listing is in the NASDAQ, believe it or not.
Yes.
This Grindrod is more involved in the South African side of the financial services segment. So that includes sort of asset management. It's got Grindrod Bank. It was involved in distributing, well, not anymore, but it was involved in distributing the social grants, which left it a little bit tainted period long. Last year. So it's a little bit of legacy there too. But I mean, headline to come out and report a headline loss per share between 20 and 24 cents and the stock trades at 5.16. That is a little bit concerning. And I'm not quite sure that they were quite close at one point last year. I think they were one of the front runners to scoop it was Mercantile Bank, which would have been a nice fit, I think, for them.
Yeah.
But they lost that out to Capitec. And I guess this is one for me is you got to watch this space. I'm not quite sure. They almost need to sort of need a bit of PR and try and reinvent themselves a little bit. So, yeah, jury's out on this one, Lindsay.
Grand Parade keeps on reinventing itself. It buys this, it buys that, it sells this and it sells that, and it's got rid of Burger King. I've seen you in the queue at Burger King. I mean, I'm not spying on you or anything, but I've seen you. Let me say that you're very healthy and everything. You're going to the gym, but I've seen you at the Burger King buying two Whoppers with chips.
Double off of cheese, exactly.
But it's got rid of Burger King now.
And it was such fanfare. It came in with it and it was going to take over the, you know, launch how many there were in South Africa at the time and all the rest of it and not taking a reversal. Look, I don't know if this is one of those ones where, you know, habits have changed in the last 12 months during lockdown. And if takeaway burger joints are not going to be what they used to, I don't know. But taking a bit of an embarrassing reversal, getting out of that one. I think they threw a lot of money at this and it's cost them a lot.
Yeah.
So I think it's they're cutting their losses and the stock is bouncing off the back of it. It's actually done quite well. It's bounced up by 12-13% in line with the market this year. So it's been a relatively good performer for shareholders.
Everybody wanted to buy American brands. They wanted to buy Starbucks. They wanted to buy Baskin Robbins. They wanted
Donuts
to buy
one,
Dunkin'
yeah.
Donuts, etc. And quite honestly, I would put my business heart on my sleeve. They've all failed miserably.
No, they have. They have. And I don't know quite the reasons but why. Maybe it's because if you dig deeper, it's not that easy to transfer an American focused business into something like South Africa. I don't know. And vice versa. I'll look at the number of South African companies have gone the other way, also failed this week. So I don't know. As much as this world is globally and interconnected, maybe we aren't as alike as we think.
Okay. And the big ones, just very briefly, the Anglo-American stable, Platinum and the parent company, they came out with good, solid results, as we expected this morning. Any action afterwards?
Pretty good set of numbers. I mean, Amplat's up, bucking the trend a bit today, 1.86% firm. Anglo Gold also 1.25% firm. Anglo American was down a little bit. That was after London ground, but a little bit of a stronger pound over there. But no, Amplat's unbelievable numbers. I mean, I actually had to do a double take. I asked one of my colleagues in the office. I mean, 19 billion rand of cash with Anglo-American Platinum. Really solid set of numbers, massive cash pile. I think the hard thing for them to do now is, you know, where do they go through from here?
They have to pay a special dividend. They can't go out and buy anything else.
Yeah, I was exactly going to say that. I was going to say, well, isn't it sure you need to reward your shareholders and pay out a bigger dividend? Yeah. I'm not sure if we'll see that or not. We're waiting for Kumba and the like to come out with something similar. So let's see. But just shows you how cyclical these businesses are. I mean, 3-4 years ago, these guys were mothballing shafts and wondering if they're still going to be a decent cash run. Here, they're worth 19 billion rand in cash right now.
Cecil was up 5% when we spoke this morning. It's now down very slightly, or down to flat.
Mm. Yeah, I just get this feeling around about 200 rand a share. There's been this stock is becoming more and more of a trading share, and more and more people sort of, as it sticks its head above 200, they're sellers, and under 200, they're buyers, because the oil price is solidly up almost 2.5% today. There was a weaker rand for most of the session as well. So Sasol should have, in all intents and purposes, finished up a percent or two. So I just wonder if this one is, as you've said, almost a 10-bagger from its lows at 200 bucks. I wonder if it's just a little bit of people getting out of positions.
Okay, top five major moves. Probably not taking in the close because my screen is 15 minutes delayed, as you know. But let me just refresh it anyway to see if anything else pops up. I've got Transaction Capital up 9.4%. I don't know what that's all about. Royal Bafokeng, which is a platinum company, up 4.2%. Harmony, also up 4.2%. South 32, again, a 4.2% winner. And Cartrack up 4.1% on the downside. Process down 3.75%. That's a big move. Barlow World down 2.75%. Naspers down 2.5%. Bidvest down 2.4%. And Aspen down 2%. On the downside, there's some big South African and international companies populating that negative segment of the market.
Yeah, you know, if I look at my top 40, if I don't look at the all share, if I just look at the top 40 on my screen, it's always sort of in the mornings. There's definitely more sort of green on my screen than red. And it's the smaller caps that struck my interest. You know, even the likes of, if you look at some of the, like the banking sector today, with a weaker rand, they were quite decent today. Northern was up, Nedbank was up, you know, Standard Bank was up, the golds were up. It was the bigger hitters that seemed to have dragged us into a negative close, the likes of the Prosus and the Naspers, and that was off a very, very weak session this morning out of Hong Kong. So overall, I don't think there was any real trend today on the market. It's difficult to gauge ahead of, obviously, the budget as well on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting week, as we referenced this morning on the opening. Okay, Nick, give us the closing prices on the JSE Securities Exchange and what is going to be a momentous week, I think.
Okay, Lindsay. Well, just to summarize, we didn't quite close at a new high, though we briefly flirted with it earlier on this morning. But finishing off, down 102 points, 0.15% down, 67,362. That's your closing price for the JSE All Share. The top 40 companies index was a little bit weaker too, 200 points lower, 61,903 points. We were in the green today. Energy shares, 1.71%. Real estate had a good day, 1.56%. Your basic materials, all the earnings coming out. Markets seems to like them. That index was up 1.13, and as I mentioned before, financials also quite solid day, up 0.44%. And the heavyweights dragging us low, technologies, we know what that was, Naspers and Prosys, that index down 3.03%. Industrials also a 1.25% weaker as well. And if I look at value trader today, we are sitting at 19.878, so but not great, not great. Lowest of the last, I would say, 7 trading days.
Yeah, even beyond that as well. And I didn't give you the spot prices, so let me do that to end this chat. 14.77 is the dollar rand. British pound against the rand is 20.76. Euro rand, 17.95. Euro dollar is 121.50. That dollar's fallen 0.5%. It's grinding its way lower. British pound, look at that thing, it's vaulting its way higher. 140.50. I mean, I was watching Raheem Sterling score against Arsenal last night and being in the ascendancy, and the Sterling is 140.50. I mean, look at that thing. The gold price? Mm. Yeah, this is also doing well. This is $35 higher than it was on Friday. It's 18.06. 1.7% up. The platinum price is down $12 to $12.79, so it's obviously industrial versus speculative, and gold is winning at the moment. Where's palladium, please?
That is up 0.2%, 2,385.
Crude oil going through the roof. West Texas up 2.7%, $1.59 to $60.83 per barrel. Brent crude oil is $64.39 per barrel, up 2.33%. Where's Bitcoin before I give you the U.S. Treasury?
This has been an interesting one because it was down about 5%. At one point, Bitcoin-related shares was the headline I saw earlier on, down about 7% on the NASDAQ. But Bitcoin price itself currently down 4.4%, $2,200, $53,300 for one Bitcoin, and it briefly touched 58 in the early hours this morning. So it's off about $5,000, 10%.
Yeah. I saw it go to 57,000 on Sunday for some extraordinary reason. I was looking at it. But yeah, that's quite a big move to the downside. And the all-important one, the United States 10-year bond yield is currently, let's call it 1.35%, having been 1.395% earlier on. It's a big story. Nick Kunzer is from Sandham Private Wealth. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. Nick will be back with me tomorrow morning for the opening. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.